Among the few consistent bright spots in the triad economy has been the aviation industry. From big players such as Timco and Honda Aircraft Company to smaller parts makers such as Machine Specialties and Purolator Facet, aviation continues to add well-paying jobs to the region. Growing along with the industry has been Guilford Technical Community College, whose training programs fuel the local job growth in aviation. In this week's cover story in the Triad Business Journal, reporter Katie Arcieri looks at the training offered at GTCC out by the airport and how those programs are expanding. She joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
So let's put this in a little bit of perspective. How far back does aviation training go at GTCC?
Guilford Technical Community College's aviation program dates back to the fall of 1969. Since then, they've actually added two buildings, one in 1991, another one in 2009, and they're getting ready to basically finish construction on their third aviation building, which is a $10 million, 41,000 square foot facility out by the airport that will take them well over 100,000 square feet of training space there.
Okay, so a lot of this growth has really come in the last 10 years when the aviation industry here has exploded, but it's interesting to know that it's been going on for a long time. Katie, how many students do they have out there?
Right. Well, they actually, in a semester, can train about 471 students, but with this new building, they'll have the capacity to train about 900 students per semester.
So what is the focus of the training out there? Can you give us a few examples?
Definitely. GTCC has about four different aviation training programs right now, and everything from avionics to career pilot training to aircraft mechanics. And they're going to be adding a fifth degree program as early as this fall in aircraft manufacturing. That's really going to help companies like Honda Aircraft, which is getting ready to deliver its lightweight jet early next year.
So the idea is that the school stays really responsive to the needs of industry. So how exactly do they decide what programs to offer out there?
GTCC is in constant contact and communication with the Timcos and the Hondas to get exactly the skill sets these companies are needing. So, the skills that are coming out of there are precise and they are exactly what, you know, Honda is looking for.
Well, let's stick with that. What kinds of jobs are in greatest demand in aviation right now?
Sheet metal work is really important. Avionics is really important. Just basically knowing how to work in automation and skills to work on a plane that's coming into Timco every day.
So you note that the Triad was passed over in recent years by two big aviation projects, including the one we were all talking about last fall. That was the big $10 billion Boeing plant that stayed out in Seattle. But still, your sources say that the existence of these training programs and all these potential workers is going to be a lure for new companies. Why is that the case?
Absolutely. It's incredibly critical to have the training available now, not later. And Dr. Randy Parker, who's actually the president of GTCC, has said that these companies have taken a really hard look at Greensboro and specifically the school's programs and, you know, say that that is a critical piece of their decision in landing here.
Katie, as you noted earlier, Honda Aircraft Company is finally going to be delivering on that private jet that it's been planning for so many years.
Right.
How many employees does Honda have, and how important have these training programs been to its ability to fill those jobs?
It's been critically important. Honda actually has more than 1,000 employees right now working on the Honda Jet program in Greensboro, and the majority of their assembly workforce is made up of GTCC graduates. The company's been really happy with the talent that's been coming out of GTCC, and they're saying that they expect more graduates to continue to add to their ranks.
Given the success of aviation training at GTCC and the popularity of it, do you see other community colleges looking to do similar programs in this area?
GTCC has sort of cornered the market in terms of aviation right now, but other schools like Forsyth Technical Community College provide a lot of really important ancillary programs in welding, in machining to support the aviation industry. So all those colleges are kind of working in concert.
Okay. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
To read Katie's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.